Hi, Zoe.
Hello, Rory.
Here we are on our first dates podcast.
Yes, we are here.
Zoe, I feel like I've been slightly successful on these dates,
Yes, slightly successful is right.
barring the smickable episode, which that was probably the only person that just didn't like me
Yeah, she
flat
straight up
out.
didn't like you. It's okay.
But I hold no grudge. She's a great human being. but we got to
It
kind of
sounds
spread
like you
out.
kind of hold a grudge.
I absolutely don't. But we should spread out ourselves. That's why we're doing a special episode, right? Where we're gonna do speed dates. So we're gonna do four people in one episode.
Dream life.
Yeah, it's not a dream life, that's for sure. It's just getting to the point where it's desperation has taken over.
And do I have four people for you? All very hilarious, beautiful, young, talented, fun, amazing, incredible, unstoppably funny, humorous brunettes. And you're gonna have a great time with them.
Okay.
Are you ready?
I'm ready. I'm ready. Let's do this.
Let's do this. You do it. I'll be here though.
Noted. Duly noted.
First dates, first dates, come on a
Hi Rory, I'm Katie.
Hi, Katie, how you doing?
I'm good, how are you?
Yeah, you're really cute.
Don't be crazy.
All
Thank
right.
you. Thank you. I
Are you?
like your hat. I like your hat a lot.
Thank you. It's freezing up here in Portland.
I was contemplating rocking the beanie, but then I realized I am very warm right now and indoors, and that would not be necessary.
That's kind of a slight jab at me, but I'll take it.
Well,
So where do you lay your head? Where are you back from college?
Yeah, back doesn't really mean much. I go to school about 20 minutes from home, so Boston still pretty much, yeah.
Here's my question. I've always like because I have a lot of friends that have moved to Boston, but I've always like found it to kind of like I feel like it's kind of a bro-ish area. Am I wrong about that?
Oh, you mean like the Irish guys being like, Boston, yeah.
Yeah, like I feel like that would be what
Go
I would assume.
Sox.
Yeah.
They exist. Yeah. That was my first boyfriend, actually. Was he cut the sleeves off his shirts and he was,
Oh no.
God, it was terrible. Let's move
Please, can we not move on? I have to hear more about what was this guy's name?
His name was Rory. He wore beanies a lot.
Oh no.
No, but that ended very quickly.
Yeah. Have you not gone back to the
Environment.
bro type?
God, no. No.
How old are you? I don't know how old you are.
I'm 19. This is
Woo!
very inappropriate conversation.
This is yeah, you're very young. Okay. Let's so being
Chris Hansen just walked in,
yeah,
actually.
so being so young of age, how long is your longest like relationship been?
Not long. 3 months, maybe.
Okay, so
That's the one
that's
I heard, actually. The Scollins one. You and I have that 3 months, and we're done.
Okay, so if you've only had like 3 month relationships, like by the time I was 19, I had already had like a 3 year relationship. What do you think that says about you in a relationship?
I think it says that you like to brag. Me, I don't know. I'm very strange in that I'm a much better friend than I am a girlfriend. So for guys, I usually play it super cool and not even consciously, like I just don't think about them. I'm kind of like, oh, you're my boyfriend. That means you don't have anything to do with my. Because I always see nightmare relationships where it's like girls just take their boyfriends way too seriously. I think before I even started dating or even thinking about dating, I made a decision that I was never going to be that girl. So really, if I'm dating a guy, it's like I'll text him maybe once every 2 days and I don't make it a big deal to connect. Pretty terrible girlfriend.
Okay, so what about your personality like lends you to be able to do that? Because like a lot of people, like I think a lot of people are needy and need like more personal connection. So like what gives you the ability to do that? Like that's not, like that it would be something to brag about. That's something like you have a lot going on in your life and you don't have to like lean on somebody else.
I don't have to lean on someone. I wouldn't say I have a lot going on, but I don't know. I guess I've always just kind of been a guy in terms of thought process things. So like, yeah, it's kind of as if you were dating a guy, I guess, or stereotypical guy in a relationship. Okay. Like I'm not needy at all. But I do, the one thing I need is like the people in my life have to like the guy, and that's about all that I need.
So they like I would potentially need to pass a whole bunch of tests with a whole bunch of people in your life.
Not tests, but I mean like I probably because I'm so lazy with relationships, I don't have the energy to defend my boyfriend to my other loved ones. So it's nice to be able to go anywhere with someone and think, oh, I don't have to worry about this person. You know, they're going to be great.
Right, like at a party, you can be like, all right, you're going to be fine. I'm going to go over and start taking shots with my buddy, and you're going to be fine, like in the living room.
Yeah, any situation. There's nothing better than looking across the room and seeing the person you came with having a good time on their own.
That's true. I've never really thought about that. That is true.
Yeah, I mean, it's have you seen the movie Frances Ha, actually?
Yeah, I have.
Okay, the thing where she talks about where she's like, what I want the most is to look across a room and make eye contact and know that that's my person, but we can have completely different conversations with completely different people, and it's but just like, very secure.
But we know, like, we can look at each other and know that we're okay.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, definitely go home with the person you came with, but, you know, I think it's very important for if you're going to have someone in your life as a partner like that, instead of having one life together, it should be two lives kind of coexisting, I think. I don't know.
Yeah. Wow. Deep, Katie.
Yeah. Well, those 19 years have really...
You're wise beyond your years. Wise, yeah. Katie, what's your, like, as we kind of end this, like, what's, like, your goal, like... For the next 10 years, do you want to start a relationship and have something serious? Or, like, are you more career-minded and you, like, you want to do Katie for the next 10 years?
I mean, I would like to say both. I think I definitely want to – I'm probably not going to stay in Boston, so it's hard to see a long-term thing with a guy right now in terms of who I know because I wouldn't want to start something and then just leave, like, a week later.
Yeah, yeah.
But I don't know. I kind of just – if I see a guy that I like and he likes me and things start to work out, then great. But I don't think I'm really hunting for anything. I think that things don't ever work out that way. It's better to let it happen naturally.
Katie, you're really cool.
Thank you.
I really enjoyed our speed day. I don't know if I'm cool enough for you, Katie, but I'm gonna really.
Well, I'm sorry. Didn't get to ask you questions or things.
No, this is about you, Katie. This is about showing who you are.
But honestly, the beanie won me over, so we're done here.
Sure. All right, Katie. Well, I'll talk to you soon.
Hi, I'm Erica, also known as Erica Rosie on Twitter. That's about it. I don't know. Where else do you want me to go with that?
That's it. Hi, I'm Rory. How are you doing, Erica?
I'm great.
let's get straight into it, Erica. How do you feel you come off in your texts? Like, that's a big thing Zoe and I talk about. Like, she judges a lot of people on her texts. I don't really, but how do you think you come off on your texts, and how do you want other people to come off in texts?
Just like normal everyday texting conversations?
Yeah, just like
flirting texts or any text.
Any kind of text. Like how do you feel like you're texting persona is?
I try to keep it entertaining, or at least, like, I don't know, intellectually stimulating or funny in some way, because I hate when people just text you and say, what's up? And you're like, not much, what's up with you? And they're like, not much, and then it fucking ends. And then you're just like, well, I'm gonna go talk to someone else. No, I try to keep it interesting. I'm weirdly sarcastic and ironic in my text. I use ironic emojis. Like, okay, you know the emoji emoticons, the one where it's just the two eyes and the tongue sticking out? That is my absolute most favorite.
Why would you use that in any, like, what's the context you would use that in?
It's so freaking weird. It's so creepy looking. And it cracks me up so much. And so I use it sometimes, but not, like, a lot, not where it's, like, a problem.
All right, so from what you've told me in your texting, like, and how you've had communications, it sounds like you've had a lot of, like, I don't know, well, how would I say, like, not really entertaining gentlemen in your life?
I get bored easily, and I, like, I don't know, I don't get bored by people easily, because people are usually interesting, they just don't know how to, I don't know, express it, I guess, or they get nervous or shy, and then they're just boring, flat out boring. So I try to keep it interesting somehow. And if somebody at least shows that they want to do the same, or at least reply weirdly or something, it shows that they're probably interesting.
And you want creativity and originality in somebody.
Yeah, who wants to be boring and
monotonous? Well, I bring that in spades, Erica.
Do you? Do you, Rory?
Yeah, I do. I do. So,
how? Honestly, I can't really understand when you text me. I, like, you use the, I don't know, because you DM'd me earlier today, and I was so confused. It's like you're speaking in code, man.
All right, so, segueing away from that as uncomfortably as possible. How, okay, so if you get bored easily, how do I keep you interested? Like, what are ways I can keep you interested?
I don't know. Being funny is definitely important. Not just like, oh, telling jokes, haha. It's like being sarcastic or ironic or in like appropriate ways, or just like being original. Just not doing the same over and over. If it's the same conversation over and over, I'll get real bored really fast. Or it's just like, I don't know. Just don't be boring.
Okay, so you're kind of, you're younger than me. Are you, like, into older guys, or are you into guys your age?
Yeah, I'm into older guys. All the guys my age suck that I've met.
That's true. I sucked when I was that age.
Like, they don't know what they want. They don't know how to talk to girls. Some of their voices haven't even changed, and it's just the worst.
how many guys have you dated that are your age? Like, do you have a long relationship that you've kind of banked in your life, or you have not dated in... You have not had a long relationship up until now.
Let's put it this way. My longest relationship was about 6 weeks long.
Ooh.
Yeah. And it's not like I'm the problem. No, I'm great. It's just that.
Absolutely.
I don't meet the right people. And I'm also really choosy. And also I've like dated on and off a couple of times in college the past couple of years. I'm a junior in college now. And, I don't get, like, asked out a lot. I don't know. I'm told I'm intimidating, I guess, which is funny because I don't see that at all, but whatever.
Yeah, you don't seem intimidating. You seem like a sweet girl.
Yeah, I am so sweet.
What do you think, outside of you being such a sweet person, what are some other, like, attributes that you would secretly highlight? Like, obviously you don't want to brag. But, like, these are things you kind of feel really proud of, like personality traits you bring to the table.
I'm pretty witty and quirky. I come up with these, like, really fast comebacks that I kind of interject in the conversation. And sometimes not everybody catches them. But when somebody does and they laugh, it means so much. It's like, okay, it's like have you seen, like, Arrested Development or... I can't think of any other shows right now, but like Arrested Development does that where it's like something small and quick. Oh, Modern Family, like small one-liner that like will just be thrown in there. And then when you catch it, you're laughing for like 10 minutes and then you miss the rest of the show. But I like to think that I've got a pretty good wit. I'm smart, but I'm not like overly smart. You know, those people.
So right, eggheads.
Those people who want to talk politics, get out.
Like, they just want to, yeah, they want to keep it serious. All right, what are, like, it's obvious that, like, you're really, you are witty, and you're funny, and you're cute. What are, like, how, like when you're at your worst, when you've had like a really bad day or week or month, like how do you get through it? Do you like, do your friends feel that, or like how do you self cope and take care of yourself?
I usually wallow in self-pity for at least a couple of days, hold up in my bed, a few blankets and Netflix for about 8 hours on end. And then after about 2 days of that, maybe I'll go to the gym. But and like I'll go outside.
So you know how to take care of yourself. You're
yeah, but I give myself at least 2 to 3 days to.
You're independent.
I'm what?
You're independent.
Yeah, totally.
What do you want from a boyfriend?
Someone who keeps me interested, and like knows how to show that he cares, who wants to take me out and do stuff and show me off a little, which is fine. And
all right, well, this date's over because I'm not leaving the house at all.
Okay, well, if you're not gonna leave the house, we're not gonna date. Sorry.
No, I'm just kidding. well, I had a good time meeting you. You're great, Erica.
Thank you, too, Rory.
I think what the thing is I can be there to wallow like you and self pity.
We can watch Netflix for 8 hours.
Forever, Katie. We can watch. Well, yeah. Erica. Yeah.
Shit. Oh my god.
This is bad. Bad way to end this date.
Hi, I'm Glenna from Twitter.
Hi, I'm Rory, also from Twitter.
Nice to meet you.
How are you doing, Glenna?
I'm fine. How are you?
Where are you at? Where are we doing this date? I mean, obviously we're together hypothetically, but where are you doing this date in reality?
McDonald's parking lot.
So you're just kind of hanging out in your car?
It's what I do.
Where do you live, Glenna?
Washington, D.C. area.
Oh, no. I'm in Portland. That's halfway across the country. That's the whole way across the country.
Well, I'd like to leave this side of the country as soon as possible.
Is that right? You're ready to maybe start a relationship with me, move out here now?
Yeah. I already have the marriage papers ready.
All right. This is the thing is that from your personality online, I get that maybe you're kind of a bit unorganized. Am I right in saying that?
I'm about to cry. Yes.
Okay. So while you're getting your shit together,
mm-hmm.
How can we kind of keep it spicy before, you know, you move all the way to Portland?
Cilantro.
that's one way to keep it spicy for sure. Is there another way, maybe a digital way?
Sure. I hear the kids these days use their phones for communicating their needs and wants to each other.
Their privates.
Their dicks.
Well, let's not talk about kids' privates and dicks, but let's
talk
about...
No, I didn't mean kids like children.
Right, no, you're talking about us now.
Yeah, we're just kids.
At
heart.
At heart, exactly. Do you feel like you're a champion sexter?
Well, that's what they call me.
The kids?
Yeah.
Why do you think you're so affluent in the art of sexting?
I guess maybe I just don't give a shit. You know what I mean? Like I, like whatever. I'm not hiding anything.
I think that's like the attractive thing about your personality is you really are super transparent, and people like that about you, right?
Yeah, I'm also transparent physically. Clear skin. It's weird, though. It's really weird.
No, that sounds super hot.
I guess.
I was thinking about this on the other day. Like, people who don't give a shit about what other people think, they're a rare breed. You're like Neo in the Matrix. Like,
oh, I think I care very much what other people think. I just know that I can't change it. I can't change what they think. So I just have to, you know, do me.
And me.
Ooh.
Oh.
Well, all right, so Glenna, the other day I was you have an Instagram account, you have a lot of different types of social media. The other day somebody ran
Glenna _ opt, follow me on all of them, listeners. Go yes, on.
Absolutely. So back to our date. So randomly somebody, this was not I did not ask for this, but I got a nudie picture on direct Instagram, which is a new, like, whatever.
Was the person attractive?
Very, very much so. So,
more attractive than me?
No, I mean, you're in a whole tier by yourself, but, how would you, like, would you be that forward with somebody? Like, are you that confident in the dating scenes? You'd be like, hey, how's it going? This is, like, just come up to people like that?
Well, I have been arrested for something similar.
please tell us the story, Glenna.
That's a joke. Here's the thing about unsolicited pictures. If the person, for whatever reason, doesn't find you attractive, or because they're, you know, idiots or something, or they're in a relationship, or they're on their dad's computer or something, and the whole family's there reading, checking out their cool Instagram pictures. The thing about unsolicited pictures is that I would not be able to handle the rejection if somebody didn't want it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think dick pics are a little more aggressive, so I would I refuse to unsolicitedly send a dick pic.
Yeah, it has to be requested.
So how do you, like, obviously you're queen bee of the sexting scene.
Oh my god.
Does that translate into real life when you're dating? Like, how fun are you to date in real life?
Well, I don't really date much. I'm very, you know, I work a lot. the dates I have been on, I mean, it's usually sexting in real life happens instantly. Live action sexing.
Yeah. you have no boundaries. Like you're if as soon as you meet somebody that you really like, you're ready to get it started.
Well, yeah. I mean, I just don't know. I haven't had any luck. Like, I'm like the worst at relationships and everything. They don't usually work out, so I think, like, if you can get it, go for it.
Right. You know. So you're 26. How many times have you felt that? Like, oh, this is the connection that I want. How many times have you felt that?
Probably 30,000.
What about your personality makes you so, like, caring of others and, like, what is the word I'm looking for? Like, inclusive, like... You're such a caring, accepting person that, you know, you don't filter out people. Like, if they like you, you're up for it.
Yeah, I mean, I do filter out those that are under 18 and related to me.
Right.
well, I just, you know, I like people. I think people are great. There are people out there today that don't like me. I don't know why, but I still like them on some level. Like, I just think everybody has something. People are just fascinating, you know? They're cool to be around.
You refuse to be a hater.
I don't really have it in me. I don't understand it. I mean, I do hate certain people like Putin. Putin's a dick. Hate that guy. I'm over it.
Yeah, you've given him enough leeway.
Yeah, more like pooping. Get it?
I do get it. All right, so Glenna, earlier you talked about how you work a lot. Like, how are you going to make me feel special? Like, this is kind of the last question. Like, how do you make me feel special when you're such a workaholic?
Well, I was saying to you.
Just on the phone or when you get home, you just like...
Yeah.
All the time you make sure, like, if I'm taking a shower, you're maybe going to the bathroom, you're singing while you're on the toilet, or, like, how do you, is there anything more than singing?
nudes. I don't know. I feel like that's not as loving.
Glenna, your nudes are very loving.
How do you know that?
Because I could only word assume...
Word on the street.
I could only assume that you send your nudes with all the care in the world.
Yeah, I draw hearts on them all over my body. I draw hearts so people can really understand that there's a lot of love.
Glenna, I'm so glad we went on this date.
Me too. I'm having a nice time in this McDonald's parking lot.
All right, well, I'll leave you to your milkshake and your double quarter pounder or whatever you're eating, and maybe we'll make a second date out of this.
I'm ready.
All right, bye, Glenna.
Bye.
I love this song. What is this? Is so good. Oh my God, it's Rory.
Hi, how's it going? What's your name?
My name is Sarah. This is a good bar.
Yeah, no, it's a pretty.
It's so late, good bar. Right?
Yeah, no, it's man, I'm having a good time. What are you up to?
I'm good. I'm just hanging out and enjoying the bar scene.
Yeah. Is that like a scene that you generally enjoy? You get out here a lot? Do the bar scene a lot?
Well, yeah, but like often is like every 6 months or so. But according to our conversation earlier, you stay out really late a lot.
No, actually, I am the same way as you. I don't go out that often. But when I do go out, I really do not take care of myself. Yeah. Is that kind of how you do it?
Yeah, absolutely. Every time I go out, I don't go out very often because I got kids. You know that about me, right?
Okay, I do now.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah. We're still in the bar setting too, so I'm yelling this into your ear. I don't know if you knew this. I have kids. I'm just gonna get that out of the way. So I don't go out that often, but when I do go out, it ends up being this crazy adventure. Pretty much every single time, because I don't know how to handle myself, and I get myself into weird situations. Pretty much. I mean, no one ever notices when I'm drunk, but I just make stupid decisions. It's like sober me making really horrible decisions.
Right. So, yeah. I'm worried not doing. Could I handle you? Could I keep up with you on one of these nights?
Yeah, I think you would just get swept away in it, not even noticing what was happening, because I would seem perfectly sober the entire time. Until we were at like some house in the suburbs, like on someone's parents' exercise machines, and then there's like a pool or something that I don't know. I'm trying to think of a crazy adventure.
If we're on exercise machines in a pool, I would say that would be the worst situation that could happen.
They're inflatable exercise machines.
How would your friends describe you?
Oh my God, all my friends.
yeah. Or just your closest friends.
My closest friends, how would they describe me? They would describe me as, you know, yeah, that's how they would describe me. Just,
oh God.
Sarah?
Sarah? Do I have to describe her?
That fucking girl. She. Well, like, the thing is that because I don't go out that often, I do see my friends fairly regularly, but a lot of our interactions are online. And a lot of what I do online is supposed to be the funny stuff, so they would probably describe me as funny.
Okay.
But otherwise, you know, all the great things that friends say about friends, like amazing, generous, big-hearted... Beautiful.
You're an angel. Is what you're
I'm an angel.
Me.
She's an angel. Literally, she's an angel. Sarah.
I'm gonna write that down. Sarah, angel. Okay. Yeah. Oops, I wrote down angle. Okay. So.
That's another apt description. I can do a lot.
You're angular. Yeah.
I'm angular. Yeah. Depends on the angle.
So, like, what I do know about you is that, like, you're like amazingly crafty.
Ooh.
Right? Like, that's your thing. Would you say? Well, outside of being hilarious.
Thanks.
Because you do comedy as well. But you, like, you make these incredibly intricate things for your children or yourself. And you paint and stuff like that. So, mm-hmm. If I was lucky enough to be dating
with me.
Yeah. Like, what would I get? Like, what would be a cool birthday present that you could make for a boyfriend, or that you have already made for a boyfriend?
I do paintings and stuff. I don't know. Like, I've done cakes for friends and boyfriends and stuff. But the thing is with when you, cause I did art school. That's why I do all that stuff. Cause I
went
like 5 years of art school forever ago. And so it just sort of becomes this thing where, especially when you're in a community of artists, when you give art to people, they're like, oh, so you just didn't, you couldn't sell this, or like, why this? And it's like, oh, sorry. I actually couldn't. I was too lazy to find something. I had been too broke to buy something. So here's a piece of shit from my closet that I haven't been able to sell. So that's kind of like, I don't give a lot of art to people that I love because I feel like except for my parents, I give my mom a lot of art, but like boyfriends and stuff like that. I don't know. I always feel like it's kind of a lazy cop out to just give them something I made.
Like you put a lot of effort into it. All right, so last question then.
Okay.
Let's say, you know, by God's grace, I'm in a relationship with you for longer than 2 years, which is like the tough cutoff point for everybody.
That is long term. That's crazy long term.
How do you as a partner, because I'd be trying my hardest as well, how do you keep things going? Like, how do you keep things spicy in a relationship? Spicy is such a ridiculous word. Fresh? That's a ridiculous spicy word. Yeah. Fresh is a way better word.
Flesh?
Fresh. Flesh. Or flesh. How do you keep flesh?
I think making sure you keep doing stuff is a big deal. Like when you get all into each other, it's really easy to just disappear and stay in a nest in your house or your couch for a really long time, which is important, and it's really fun to do that. But I think also you have to remember that the reason you dug each other in the first place is because you were like out in these social settings and having fun and seeing each other, I don't know, sort of like at in your elements, I guess. And I think if you hang out on the couch for too long, you end up getting super bored, and then you get petty and pick out all the shitty things about each other. So couch times are important, but doing shit and being social animals is important as well in the meantime.
Stable.
Yeah.
Sweet. Creative. Funny. I'm so glad I met you, Sarah.
I'm glad I met you too, Rory. I'm glad we got to do a thing.
That's yeah. Really, this was really this nice. Is our day. I like it. I would like to see you again.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
All right.
Cool.
Well, it was good meeting you.
Good to meet you too. Bye. Catch you later in another bar.
Bye. Bye, Sarah.
Bye. God.
Okay, Rory, how do you feel?
I feel good. Like, I liked all of them, definitely.
Yeah, me too.
I don't know how well I clicked with them from their point of view, but I liked all of them. Yeah.
Well, it's,
I don't want to say who specifically I clicked with the most, because it's not up to me.
You're right. It's up to America and Canada.
So, why does Canada have such a big say in everything in my life?
Canada pretty much rules my life, it turns out.
I'm fucking tired of Canada.
Yeah, fuck that. Except please keep listening. So some highlights for me. I love Katie. Ugh, she's so cute. I really related to her on the her non-relationshipness, and she's kind of like I want her to be my best friend. So, and Erica, oh my god, literally the sweetest girl ever. Did she not warm your heart a little bit?
She did. She is. That's a good way to describe her. She's America's sweetheart.
She's so cute. I loved how Glenna was just doing it live from McDonald's.
The McDonald's parking lot. That's what warmed my heart.
Yeah. And Sarah's bar scene improvisation skills really set the mood for the date, I thought.
Gosh, she's so funny. Yeah, she's great.
Yeah, so how that's how I feel about that.
And you should follow all these girls on Twitter. They're hilarious. Katie F. Zach. KATIEFZACK. Erica Rosie, just how it sounds. ERICAROSIE. Sarah Adams, which is SARAGH. ADAMS. And Glenna Ott, which is GLENNA underscore OPT.
And
I did all that from the top of my head, by the way.
You were wrong. Erica Rosie has an underscore in it.
Damn.
I know, the curse of the underscore. But.
Sorry, Erica.
Underscore Rosie. Until next time.
Okay, follow us as well, Madam Zubel. Don't follow me. Follow Zoe. Madam Zubel, she's hilarious and I love her. My partner in crime. The Batman to my Robin. She looks gorgeous. She sent me a picture of her butt the other day is a 9 out of 10.
More than that.
I mean, I feel like I should leave 10 out of 10 for like just a crazy butt pic that knocks me on my own butt. But it was phenomenal. I gotta tell you that. So.
I do what I can. No Photoshop.
And yeah, it was not. That was natural.
Straight up ass pick right there.
Until next time, happy dating.
Happy dating. Subscribe to us on iTunes. Happy dating.
Come with me on a first date. Let's have a first date tonight.